Listen. Do you hear it?
Listen. For all there is to hear is quieter than a single snowflake falling on the A. Afiala Glacier or on the burnt-out slopes of Hegla at the first onset of our Iceland winter. Soundless, yet it falls, and another, and another, and a thousand thousands, each one soundless, falling onto a ground made ready for them by the dying of the year.
So it is with the seed of strife. Listen. Nothing. Yet unheard, unfelt, it drops upon a ground prepared by some uncomprehended misadventure of our making, the hearts of men and women. There it germinates. It grows by imperceptible degrees into a mighty tree. Its trunk is bones, its leaves grey tattered skin, its sap is blood, its fruit the bodies of the dead. Its seeds revenge to plant and make 100 like itself.
Alone in this hard land, where any woodland tree can scarcely live, the tree of strife strikes root and flourishes.
The tale we have to tell is one of killing that could not be stopped, of men who tried to stop it. Gunnar, slow to anger, Njal, his friend.
Such men with patience, generosity, tenacity, with all the craft and understanding they could bring to bear, upheld the rule of law against the rule of blood.
Till they themselves were killed in the attempt. It is a tale of killing that at last grew tired, that ended only when a kind of madness was exhausted.
The Tree of Strife, dramatized by David Wade from the Icelandic saga The Burning of Njal. With Bernard Hepton as Njal, Struan Roger as Gunnar, and Norman Rodway and Barbara Jefford as the narrators. Part 1. Gunnar Slow to Anger.
There was a man called Merv Gyar, Merv the Fiddler, who was the son of Sigvat the Red. Merv was a powerful chieftain living at Vörl on the Rang River plains in the far southwest of Iceland. He was also a very experienced lawyer, so skillful indeed that no judgment was held to be valid unless he had taken part in it. He had an only daughter called Unn. She was a good-looking, refined, capable girl and was considered to be the best match on the Rang River plains. Some distance to the north and west of the Rang River, in the Breithiofjord Dales, a man called Huskuld Dala Kolson lived at Huskuldsted in Lax Riverdale. He had a half-brother called Hrut Herjolfsson, who lived at Hrutsted. It was Hrut who was to marry Unn, the daughter of Merv Gyar.
Marry, but not keep her. O Hrut, son of Herjolf, O Unn, Merv's daughter, could you have known how many men of Iceland by your parting would in the end be parted from their lives?
It happened that on one occasion, Huskuld held a feast for all his family and friends. Hrut was there sitting next to him. Huskuld had a daughter, Hallgerd, who was playing on the floor with some other girls. She was a tall, beautiful child with long silken hair that hung down to her waist. Huskuld called her to him, and she went to him at once. Her father tilted her chin and kissed her, and she walked away again. Then Huskuld said to Hrut,
"What do you think of her? Do you not think she is beautiful?"
Hrut made no reply.
I said, what do you think of her?
I heard you. I think the child is beautiful enough. Many will suffer for her beauty. And I cannot imagine...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?